June 17th. Distressed, embittered, and filled with doubts about everything and everyone, and even about the blessed voice, by men's behavior regarding the work, I felt determined to offer resistance to what I had come to think was a diabolical trick, since, I told myself, if it were He, the Lord, who was dictating, He would also be able to protect His dictations. And I drank the bitterest chalice, but the voice of Jesus, anguished, urgent, and most loving in its yearning, appeared, calling to me, imploring me, Maria, 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 it is I. And how can you doubt this? Even in this storm, is your spirit perhaps disturbed? No, it is at peace. It does not fear the death of the flesh, because it is at peace, and does not fear the Lord. And it does not fear Him, because I am peace. I told you so at the beginning of the dictations. A sign that it is I, is the peace I instill. Oh, Maria, my Maria. Do not be delirious. Do not go so far as not to recognize me anymore. John. My little John. It is Jesus. It is your Jesus who is calling you, suffering with you, and weeping on seeing you so scorched by pain, that you are no longer able to recognize me. Maria, my Violet, why, don't you see, that this is your Redeemer, your Lord, your love? My poor, poor daughter. And what should I say to those bringing you into this state? In order not to say something tremendous, I will be silent with them. But woe to those for whom the word no longer speaks. Come, my poor daughter. Here, like this, on my heart, here, in my arms. Here, like a frightened child. My Maria. My little faithful voice. Do not suffer. Do not resist my word. Do not fear deceit. I will console you, so much that I will convince you, I will reconquer you, you that now adore God, but fear the one speaking to you. I am your father, mother, spouse, brother, friend, and priest, everything. I told you so. It is the hour in which I am all, the hour in which you have come, as I foretold, to be with me alone, because men cannot follow the victims unto their cross, but, rather, are tortures in the torture of the victim. And he took me, reluctant as I was, and consoled me. It was time for that, since they were killing me, by taking away the peace of not being afraid.